When you die, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Man, I'm so glad you're dead.
I'm so glad you're dead too.
You can't actually go back to Von Divid.
Why not? I want to go home.
I can put you on a groovy little planet called Earth.
Best in Galaxy Episode 1, Sons of the Stars, the novel. Available on Amazon now. Audiobook available on Audible.
Hey, Pinky Snatchy, looks like we're going on a road trip.
Well, this is becoming a right old wiggy mess, isn't it?
We are not late for once.
Well, we're not late this time, definitely.
Well, we sort of what's happened. Well, we did explain last episode that we were going to be broadcasting from a secret location, and we intended to do that.
We did. We thought, actually, for this one time, we'd pre-record it because it was such a special location. We want to get it just right, and we're doing it on the first Jedi Temple on the planet of Octo.
Yeah.
I was quite happy with it. Were you happy with it, Stuart?
Absolutely ecstatic with it. But
it was a great record.
Our bosses at Audio Boom, thank you very much for having us. They want us to reshoot it for some reason because they're not happy with the cut. What happened was somebody spilled a can of Guinness on the recording equipment.
Yeah.
So now we have to reshoot the whole thing.
Well, they wanted 40% reshoots, but we thought, why don't we just go and do the whole thing again?
Yeah, and find a different location. So thanks to our good friend, well, I say good friend, but
acquaintance
TK127,
yeah,
who's now got a job at a new secret battle station, so it's still a secret location. We have got a location for the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them about that, Patch?
Yeah, it is a secret location. In fact, it's more secret than Octo, because we all know where Octo is now. We've seen Luke there. We are going to be doing our podcast, our fourth podcast, live from Death Star 3.
Death Star 3.
Get that, people. Live. We're currently in hyperspace. As you can hear that, we're going to be coming out of hyperspace really soon.
Any second now.
And then we're just going to link up with TK, and then we're going to...
land. It's going to put us in a bar or something.
And then we're going to smash it out, guys. We've got a great guest. We've reorganized it. I'm so sorry. This will not delay the release date. I promise you, for this podcast, it will be better for it. All right?
Absolutely.
Cool.
So,
Stucci, take us out of hyperspace, man.
Here we go.
Whoa. Oh my God, what is that? Just rubble. We're in an asteroid belt again, mate. Are we in the right place?
Do you know what? Find out. Press the comm link. There's the battle star. I think that's the... is that a battle station over there, or is that a small moon?
No, that's a small moon, mate.
Oh, that's a small moon over there. So that's the half-built thing. Must be it.
That is terrible. Is that...
that is shocking. Get on the comm link and find out what's happened.
God, it's tiny.
Actually, just before I get on the comm link, could you go to the back of the ship and get some hydro spanners, because I think we've had some damage to the ship.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, no worries, man.
Hello, this is Stooch and Patch here. Come in, please.
Yeah, hi.
Did someone accidentally fire the Death Star just now? Or what's...
No, everything's under control here. Situation's normal.
What happened?
A slight weapons malfunction. Everything's fine now. We're all fine here now. How are you?
We're coming to you to do a podcast, all right? So if you can just sort us out a landing bay or something.
Negative. We have a reactor leak here. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. Large leak. Very dangerous.
Listen, mate, who are you? Actually, what's your operating number?
Well, it's a boring conversation anyway. It's TK127 here, guys. I had to shoot that schmuck in the back of the head. He was messing with you. I'm real sorry about that. Sorry about everything. You know?
What's going on over there?
Yeah, got a lot of new guys. They're not as disciplined as you might hope for new... anyway, the point is, yeah, sorry we fired the Death Star. If you just come in and land, I'll send a guy to meet you. Everything's fine.
You caused a lot of damage to our ship. We've got a lot of bumps from the asteroids.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's kind of trigger happy.
Are you going to get your men to fix it? I mean, come on.
It's going to be fine. You just pull into landing bay 49 and I send a guy to meet you. Drinks are on the house. Hey, you relax.
Okay, cheers, TK. We'll see you at the landing bay.
Hydro spanners, got them.
Oh, well done.
So what happened? What's going on?
I don't know what kind of operation they're running up there, but it's full of mugs by the sound of it. Long and short of it, someone's blown up a moon mistake. So,
well, it's TK, isn't it?
Well, I'm just worried that we're going to get an attack while we're there. You know, I don't want to be doing a podcast with somewhere that's vulnerable to some sort of... I mean, look at the state of it. It's only half a...
well, it's very
Death
small,
Star,
isn't it, really? It's like a two up, two down. I wouldn't really panic about anyone wanting to attack. And TK's running it. You know, he's annoying, but he's not the kind of person you want to kill. Is he?
Fair
enough.
What
I mean, he's just like, he's pointless. He's effectively harmless, unless, of course, you're a small moon.
Okay,
let's just land.
Steady. There we go. And get the landing gear. Can you press the landing gear?
driving has improved immensely during this podcast. I've really enjoyed that.
The one down. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Brilliant. I'm driving. Well done. Excellent. Sorry,
that was
I'll
a
learn
stressful
to drive.
Journey again.
I'm really sorry, man. I'll get a license soon because it's a bit unfair.
I know. I do all the driving.
It's
a bit mental.
I'll get you a massage for one of TK's Twi'leks or something.
Well, open the door, then you can do that.
I can do that. That was really good. You know that fast Death Star thing.
Lovely.
You don't get that anywhere else, do you?
Yeah. Right. Let's go and see who's this guy.
He's a concierge.
Okay. Well, do you want me to grab the cases and you can?
I'll have a chat with him.
Okay. I'll just go and grab the cases.
You do the driving. I'll do the sweet talking.
Yep. Lovely. Okay. All right. I'll be back in a sec.
See you in a bit.
Good evening, sir.
All right, mate.
Aren't you a little short for a human?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm Pat Chide, and that's Mark Rosuccio over there. We're here to do a podcast.
You're who?
We're here to do a podcast.
Ah, I'm afraid your room isn't ready yet. We're going to have to set you up in the canteen for now.
I'm really sorry, mate, but we need somewhere quiet to do our podcast. It's been agreed.
You ask the impossible.
Well, it's not good enough. Paul F. Taylor is on his way, and we need somewhere decent to do our podcast.
Paul F. Taylor is coming here? We should double our efforts.
Good. Mr. Paul F. Taylor is not as forgiving as we are.
I'm very sorry, sir.
Apology accepted.
Thank you, sir. Nothing else, just apology accepted. There's no...
No, that's it. Just your apology is accepted. No?
Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, Lisa, what have you got in here?
Stuff, lots of stuff. Thank you, mate, for getting the bags. That's good of you.
That's
cheers.
All right. Are we good to go? Are we all right?
Yes, we're good to go. We don't have our room ready yet, so we're going to do it in the canteen. That's the concierge. It's the best he can do.
Well, he should double his efforts.
He said he's going to double them.
Well, he should triple them then. This is outrageous. I mean, where are we supposed to go?
With the canteen, like I say. But all right, he says it'll be all right. I mean, I don't know. It looks like there's loads of works going on.
There's a lot of works
and
going
it's
on
really
here.
How they're doing it as well. Just seems to be just doing it in random spots as well, not building it coherently from one end to the other. Just
there's no system, isn't there?
No, just bits missing, higgledy piggledy.
Well, anyway, let's get to this. There's a sign over there. Come on, let's go there.
They spelt it with a K.
Come on.
TK.
Only one thing to do now, isn't there?
Roll titles.
This is the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast. Broadcasting live from a different location in the galaxy every episode. Sponsored by Grumpy Bantha Blue Milk and Kessel Lager.
It looks like it's just round this corner.
Oh, look, two old school stormtroopers over there on a bridge.
We go and say hello?
Yeah. All right, lads, what are you chatting about?
Oh, we were just saying, have you seen the new BT-16?
Yeah, we were just saying, you know, some of the other guys were talking about it, you know.
It's got some good improvements.
Hey, what was that?
Sorry, I just let one go.
You know what, guys? We'll probably catch you a bit later.
Yeah, nice to see you. Nice uniforms.
See you later, guys.
Yeah, bye.
You know what? I thought I recognised that foul stench when we came on board.
Yeah, me too.
Hmm.
Here we are. Canteen.
Is this it?
Oh, God.
We got to put up with this noise throughout the whole podcast. This is going to be insane.
Yeah, this is going to be really bad. We cannot push back the release date. That is a golden rule that I will not break. We'll go in that corner. Look, go in that far corner over there.
Isn't that Ed Izzard over there?
Yeah, he seems to be looking at how wet those trays are.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be hilarious in 1991, isn't it?
Let's set up. We're good to go. Come on.
Let's introduce the podcast and let's get underway.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast with Stooch and Patch live from Death Star 3. You didn't even know it existed yet.
And here we are in Death Star 3.
It's rubbish. Sorry about the noise, sorry about the works, you know all about that. But don't worry, because we've got an amazing show, haven't we, Stooch? We've got a brilliant show this week.
An absolute corker.
A corker.
Paul F. Taylor's going to be joining us on the show. Stand-up from Planet Earth, as usual.
Yep. He's really, really funny, and he's a great guy because he was actually at the original shoot for this on Octo, did some great stuff, really good improv, and he's agreed to come back again and do it all again for the reshoot. A team player.
It's really good of him.
We've got an interview with Corporal Jimmy P. Tarkin.
Jimmy P. Tarkin's on the show, ladies and gentlemen, and he is the great-grandson of Governor Tarkin, who you may remember sadly died.
He'd be Grand Moff Tarkin when he died, actually, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. So he'll be joining us, and he'll be talking about his days in the Imperial School.
Following his great-grandfather's footsteps, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, who knows? Anyway, we're going to interview him. He seems interesting. Stand-up. But not stand-up.
No. You see, we've had a lot of complaints that we haven't included any sketch acts on the show. Mm. So we've scoured the galaxy to find probably one of the finest sketch acts, I think, in the galaxy.
They were originally part of the Theed Footlights.
Which is on Naboo.
It's one of the best
footlights companies. So they'll be joining us. And they're made up of bounty hunters Four Lom and Zuckus. And together they are known as...
Guns Ho!
Paul will maybe do some stand-up as well.
I think we've broken seal now with Olaf.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the Earth-based comedians should really up their game.
Yeah. Or there may be another character that may appear and want to do an open spot. Who knows? We tend to get interrupted on these podcasts quite a lot.
It's very frustrating.
It is very frustrating.
We have to, we're contractually obliged, as we're doing the podcast here, we've got to have a brief chat with TK127. Some of you love him. So we're going to have a brief chat with him.
Can you just go and shut those Wookiees up?
Because it's going to.
Yeah, it really is annoying me.
Yeah, I'm really. It's driving me up the wall as well. Okay. Yeah. Off.
Actually, here comes TK127. Please stay here.
No, I can't. If you can't, you can't record an interview if they're making noise. I'm off. See you later.
Oh God.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Stooch? How's it going? Look at me back fighting fit. You got a hug for your old friend?
You got your legs back.
I got my legs back. You heard of a game called Sabat? You heard that? It's a game. It's like you earthlings, you got your poker.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out I'm great at it. I wiped the floor. I bought my old legs back. I'm missing a couple of toes. There's still a down payment on those. But apart from that, everything's looking rosy.
Well, you be careful, TK, because, you know, one minute you're in credit, the next minute you've got no legs.
You're a scaredy pants. That's your thing as a guy. That's why you're not a great... Look at me. Look at my threads. I'm back to being old me again. I got my orange pauldron. I'm looking great again, and that's why you look like a scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Sorry, what is it you're actually doing here?
Yeah, I got myself a job. I'm legit now. You know, I got myself a trade. I'm a head of the PR for this for this station.
The Death Star 3.
We don't want to... I kind of don't think it's a very family name, the Death Star. It's kind of putting up some of the punters, the family kind of element.
So you're trying to make it like a happy eater or something?
The Happy Moon. I want to call it the Happy Moon.
Well, that works.
The Jolly Asteroid. I've got a customer service form. If you fill this in, one to five, how fluffy the pillows are, all that kind of stuff. Just give it to...
What's the number of our room?
That'll be AA23.
Isn't that up in the detention block?
Again, that's a bad name, the detention block. I like to call it the detention suite.
Right.
Okay. So it's a lovely room.
It's coming along, isn't it?
These Wookiees, they're workers. They work real hard. They can lift a lot of stuff, but they ain't so formulaic in how they build stuff. They'll build a little bit over here. They take a break, eat a sandwich, build a little bit over there.
Mm.
It looks a bit slipshod, but I guarantee this space station will be operational on time.
Actually, it's a bit cold in here, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed. Yeah, it's brilliant. We changed everything. It used to get real hot in the old Death Star. All the guys used to complain, get all stuffy in the suit.
Right.
So what I've done, I've installed like loads of exhaust ports all around the Death Star. I got like 20 of the things. They're beautiful, beautiful classic Womp Rat design. They're vintage. They've all got a beautiful great big trench leading up to them. It's going to look fantastic.
Do you not think that's a bit... risky?
You'll be fine. Lightning never strikes twice, does it? It'll be great.
Well, listen, I might actually take you up on your offer of a Twi'lek massage.
Oh, you like the Twi'lek? I knew you would. I knew you had a vice. Everyone likes the Twi'lek, don't they? Get those tentacles right in your back.
I thought I saw Cabe running around here. Is she working
here?
She's not a Twi'lek.
A little rat thing.
Yeah,
she's... you into that?
No, not really. I thought I saw her.
Like the little rat?
I was just wondering. Did she work?
A lady?
I saw her.
You sure that's a lady?
I did see her walking around in one of those little white coats, you know, with the massage therapist. Does she?
She can do it, but that's...
Ewoks,
you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure she could use the work.
Okay. I'll go have a word. I know a few people. I've run this, the whole massage area, the hospitality section. If she's free, kid, you know, if you, hey, it made me feel a bit sick. the whole idea of it, but, you know,
well,
I can get
just
that for
you. You know,
hey, look, I've got to, listen, over here, they're causing a ruckus. It's not on. They're causing a huge ruckus. It's going to ruin your podcast.
Yeah, I can hear that.
I'm going to have a word with them. I'll send some drinks over. I'm a busy man now. Hey, right. Look at me standing up with my legs. You like that? Hey, no boingy boingy for me this week.
Yeah.
I'll see you later. You're a great guy. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
All
thanks,
right,
CK.
Bye. See you.
See you soon.
All right.
Bye. Oh, that guy.
Those Wookiees. Oh. Sorry, mate.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah. The Wookiees.
That's convenient, wasn't it?
Well, I was having a word with the Wookiees. It's not my fault if I miss TK again. I just don't like him.
Well, you think I do?
Well, you've spoken to him more than me. I don't really have a relationship
annoying.
With him. He looks at me funny. Anyway, they said they're going to quiet him down a little bit, but they're pretty feral. You know, they're alphas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I think that Paul's going to be on his way very shortly.
This
so I think before that, we may as well hear a word from our sponsors.
Oh, please, yes.
Okay, here we go.
Problems with princesses resisting the power of your mind probes? Well, now the ITO 3000 XL mind probe has arrived. Proven to control minds better than any Jedi mind trick, and doesn't just work on the weak-minded. The ITO 3000 XL, to get even a hut to spill their darkest secrets. Now with dual syringes.
Do you have a trash compactor suffering from a dying ogre infestation? Classic problem. Well, here at VapoPest, we guarantee to remove any dying ogre infestation, big or small. So you need never worry about falling into a trash compactor ever again, be you an Imperial or Rebel. VapoPest. Your pests vaporized.
And welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. During the ad break, fortunately, our guest has arrived on time.
Thank God.
Looking wonderful as ever.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mr. Paul F. Taylor.
Hi guys, how you doing? You're right.
Really well. How was your journey?
Pretty bad.
What happened?
Well, I had to get a bus.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to get one to a star.
It's secret as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you can't tell the bus driver where to go. You know when they announced the bus stops?
Yeah, yeah.
They just didn't say anything, so I didn't know. I went around the whole route twice.
Oh, nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, you set up earlier. That's a professional. That shows a guy who's been in the game a long time.
Pretty punctual, lads.
Yeah, yeah.
More importantly, thanks for coming back. Last time we did the Octo podcast, and, you know, it's all gone wrong, I'm afraid. So I'm sorry to drag
you
back.
You were great as well. It wasn't anything to do with
thanks,
you.
Guys.
It was that guy who spilt the Guinness, that drunk.
Well, it happens, doesn't it? You know, mistakes happen. Don't be hard on yourselves.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that. I was drinking myself some delicious Grumpy Bantha blue milk.
By the way, this blue milk is tremendous.
It is delicious.
It's my favourite colour of milk.
We will get you a Kessel Lager after that.
I'm going to order a couple of flat blues. In fact, here come our drinks. The Kessel Craft Lagers.
Kessel Craft.
What's it called? It's got some weird name, isn't it? Like Sandman Juice. Yeah.
Tuscan Ode or something, I don't know. We haven't had enough time to improvise it.
Tuscan Raider. Tuscan Raider. Oh, that's a good one. Write
What's
that
it?
Down. Tuscan Raider.
All right, that won't appear next week, will it? Miraculously.
Tuscan
But here comes that. I recognise this stormtrooper who's bringing over the drinks, actually. I wonder. Hang on, here he comes. Excuse me. Over here, mate. Over here.
All right.
Oh, what are you doing?
Those aren't the right drinks.
They've gone in. These aren't the drinks I'm looking for.
Oh, I get everything wrong. Sorry, lads.
Hang on, are you the guy? I thought I recognised you. You're the one that banged your head on Death Star 1.
Oh, don't draw attention to it, mate. Yeah, it was me.
Was it? Oh.
I wasn't paying attention, mate. I'm a tall guy. See,
Well, you are pretty tall.
You have to be tall to be a stormtrooper.
You're almost as tall as Paul F. Taylor, weirdly.
Yeah.
Why were you so distracted that day?
Well, two reasons. One, there's poor visibility in these helmets. I've been complaining about it for a while. No one seems to be listening. They fog up a lot. I don't know who to talk to. I'm getting a little bit irate about it. But secondly, I couldn't help thinking, are these the droids I was looking for earlier on?
So you're the guy.
You're the man.
Yeah, that was me, yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, the next round is free.
The next round is free.
Good one. All right, if you can just go and get those bringos back in a minute. I think Paul's just slurping on his drink there.
Yeah.
That's probably why he wasn't talking.
I don't know. Guys. Were you?
We're just having a chat with the
saw you talking to the guy. I didn't want to get involved.
No, that's fine. You can chip in anytime you want.
That was pretty amazing, that little trick you did with the hand waving there.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I thought it was just a really slow wave you were doing.
I did the Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, written on your hand was the message you were trying to tell him, though, wasn't it?
Buy milk. And toilet roll. Anyway, these are lovely drinks.
Yeah. Oh, that is
tasty, tasty.
Mm. Tuscan, whatever it was.
Tuscan Gatorade.
Here comes a.
Okay.
Kate, is that
it's a rat man?
It's not a man.
No, that wasn't
it's
who
woman.
I was thinking.
It's a rat woman. You know, it the looks rat like woman in the canteen. It's definitely a woman. I've checked. And
that's what you like, is it?
Got a bit of a soft spot.
She's on here. Actually, she's buddy. She's coming. He booked in a. He's got a free massage from TK, and he could have a Twi'lek. Hot Twi'lek. No, he's gone for the rat lady.
Well, I'm just trying to give her work. She looks like.
Trying to give her work? You've got a weird fetish.
Give her a wash, is what you should do.
Well, yeah. Maybe anyway, she'll give me a wash.
At cool.
Hiya. Yep, 240. Sorry, how much is that, by the way? 500 credits.
TK said it was gratis.
Oh, it's 500, apparently.
All right.
That's fine. Hey. Yeah, I've got to finish this podcast and I'll be up at... hello, what?
Hi. How you doing? Oh, yeah. I think I'd really like a massage. Have you done something different with your tail? Well, these guys are here. It's a little bit awkward. Nice to meet you.
Whoa.
Did she just offer you a free massage?
Yeah, mate. What?
She's charging me 500 credits.
And yours is actually officially free, but
I've got a lot of cheese in my pockets.
You all right with that? You okay?
Yeah,
you can
fine.
Continue. You look a bit flushed.
No. You just... You boys just carry on.
I don't want to step on your... No. You don't mow another guy's lawn.
No, no. If you want to go ahead with the free massage, you go ahead with the free massage.
Okay, well, all right, come on, let's cut the tension.
Okay, let's get back to business.
Mr. Paul F. Taylor, you're doing the Hoth Fringe, aren't you, this year?
Yeah.
Of course.
I've never done it before. I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, have you got your accommodation sorted?
No, I haven't.
Whoa.
Time is running out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw on Airbnb...
The Wampa.
Yeah,
I think that's gone. Yeah, I think that's gone.
Is it?
Yeah, I think Matt Hyten's just nabbed that last one.
Okay.
Olaf Falafel's got a couple of square foot spare and a gutted tauntaun if you want that.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. They smell better on the outside.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, I can always just stick my head on the outside.
There is Han Solo's old shelter that he put up.
Oh, he
put the shelter up.
That's quite expensive, though.
It's quite expensive, but you know.
I've got a lot of props. Do you think they'll fit?
You'll need that.
You'll need that.
So that shelter.
I was considering just one of those trenches that everyone dug out.
They're filled with lots of dead bodies now.
There is a derelict at that.
That's a venue.
Have you got a venue sorted for Hoth Fringe?
No, I haven't got that sorted either. Is that going to be...
That's going to be...
I was told that just turning up on a transport would be all I'd need to do.
We'll have a chat with Salacious B. Crumb for you.
If you could.
If you're looking to get signed by someone in this galaxy, it's still a lot worse than Salacious.
You could do a lot better.
I have been looking to break into other galaxies.
Yeah, because he's looking for new acts.
I do wonder sometimes whether or not my material will work in Hoth. That's kind of why I'm doing it, because it's very kind of Earth specific, my stuff.
They're a very discerning comedy crowd.
Right. Yeah, I
mean, they know what Smarties are.
It's a good train. Mm-hmm.
They will.
Sorry, can you shut up, please? Trying to record a podcast. Look, he's catcalling those Twi'leks.
They're humans too. They're not humans.
They're Twi'leks. Can you just keep the noise down, please?
Sorry about that, Paul.
Sorry about that, mate. Uh-oh.
He's your lady.
Act
cool, man. Act cool.
That's
not cool.
Sorry, it's 2:40. I'll be with you.
Yep. Me? What? Yeah, sure. We'll go now. Hey, guys, I'm going to go and get my massage from this rat lady.
What?
I can't remember her name. Anyway, Kate.
Show some respect, mate.
Sorry, mate. I'm going to go and get a massage with her. She says she's going to do something special. I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys in a minute, right?
Okay.
See you later,
stud. Don't look. Just act cool. Just a moment. She's negging you. That's what she's doing.
He turned up.
She's negging you. It's cool. It's not him. She's doing it to you. She's going through him to you.
Sure?
That's what it is. Yeah. John. You know the way she didn't look at you at all? You know when she looks at you, she has that little, like, sick thing happens.
And that's a good thing, isn't it?
Because I think it's because she's trying to make
the negative stuff in her.
Like,
yeah,
I see. Finds you physically repulsive.
Hang on, who's this that's coming?
Hey, boy.
Hello.
How you doing? I'm old Joel.
Do you work here?
I work here. I just do a little mopping. If you could lift your legs up, please. I'm just mopping in here. I'm a janitor here in the Death Star. I've been working here for... 20 years old.
20 years? Yeah, 20 I thought they just started building this, didn't they?
No, I've been here a while now.
Did they build it around you?
It started out originally as a one room and another room, and they kept building it, and I was supposed to keep that room and the other room tidy, and then they said, clean this other room. There was a test, and then they built a superstructure, and they said, keep the superstructure clean, and now I'm cleaning a moon-sized object.
And just you? Wow.
It's just me. Yeah.
Just you,
no
one
else. Help.
No, it's
what
just me.
Little...
Wow.
I got a couple of droids. I got a PP-89 and an R2-76 and an RS-59. I quite like the RS-59 because his name is also my combination for my locker.
Oh, wouldn't announce that.
To remember.
We'll bleep that out.
Yep. For security purposes, I didn't realize you guys were recording. Maybe I could join
that's
you.
Right. For no, a but it's good to have you on.
No, it's great to have you on. Wow, brilliant.
It's nice to meet you, boys. Do you want to hear a few stories about the dead?
First of all, please. Sorry. They're all ears.
Great. I'm sorry about my tie. I'm a little bit dirty. Somebody closed down all the trash compactors on the detention level. I don't know. I was rooting for all the stuff. People kept throwing these ginormous javelin-shaped things in there, you know, and that's recycling. That doesn't go in the trash compactors. You know how hard it is to pull them out of the trash compactors? Oh, it is hard.
I can imagine.
And I thought I saw it. It was a dead Ewok in there. Well, that's what I thought. Turns out it was a Teddy Ruxpin. And it's been a tough old day. Look at how shiny the floors are now.
That is first class.
Yes, right.
That's really good. And it's tough for you as well because these Wookiees doing all the building work,
and making a lot
of
mess.
Sporadically.
That's true.
You'd have to just run around after them. You can clean one area, then they.
Well, if I'm honest, I quite like. Yeah, the Wookiees are a problem in terms of the cleaning, but I like having them around because I don't know if you've noticed, there is an infestation on the Death Star of small mechanical rats.
Oh. Right. Thank you.
You might have heard them. They have a little noise that goes.
And then they're timid.
They're timid. Yeah. The only way I try putting traps down, but they don't like the cheese. See, all I got is cheese. You know, I get a lot of it from Paul F. Taylor. He comes and brings me the cheese, but they don't want the cheese. That's the problem. I can't trap them. So the only way to keep them away is to get the Wookiees to go. You know, like they do the. And that stops. They scare away. So,
but where do they go? They
can't leave. It's a vacuum.
I don't know where they go.
They should make like a little flap for them. You know, like a cat flap, but like a little robot flap.
Droid flap. It's a pretty good idea.
And they could go out a one-way system.
Down into the trash compactor and then bosh, done.
Can they go in the trash compactor?
They could go in the trash compactor.
Or eaten by one of those little one-eyed things. Do you encounter many of those?
I don't believe the technical name for them, because I did look it up, is a Dinonga. It's a small squid. Well, not small, quite big, really. It's a squid creature that has many, many tentacles. And what it's known for is grabbing its prey and holding it underwater not long enough to kill it, but just long enough and then letting go that it will just cough for a bit, which is something that frequently happens to me when I'm in there. I'm like, God damn it, you better kill me this time, or don't you just hold me down there for like a little bit of time and release me. Again. Yeah, I was sorry about the swear there. I just feel real strong about it. You know? I'm just a bit uptight because they ruined my holiday. I had a holiday book and I was going to the forest moon. Not the forest moon. What's the other? Alderaan. That's the one I had it booked. I was going to go, and the mother, they fired the gun. And I was looking out the window going, oh, goddamn, that's my holiday ruined.
Yeah.
You
book one of the cruises.
On a cruise to the asteroid belt.
You can book an asteroid cruise.
Maybe I'll get in touch with EasyJet and see if
and
I can
also, change. Vapopest. You should call them about the Dianogas. There's a company called Vapopest.
They do get rid of them, actually. I think they've got an advert on this week's podcast.
Maybe you could show me the advert at some point.
Yeah.
So what about the canteen? Do you do any washing out or keep the trays clean? Or
I don't have anything to do with the canteen. I clean the floors, like I said. You see how shiny the floors are? Everywhere throughout this.
Amazing. Good.
Throughout the entire Death Star, because otherwise Darth Vader, he gets on me, you know, because he's a real hard boss. No, you know, he's good. I like him. He's a good friend. Like, we play jokes and stuff. Like, you know, sometimes when he's in the room, I pretend I'm getting strangled, you know, for fun. Yeah. I'll go, I'm choking. Everyone be like, Darth, stop strangling him. What are you doing? It's just, so, yo, don't strangle him. He keeps the place clean. And then I'm like, I was just joking. I was faking being strangled. And Darth's like, yeah, and I'm like,
that obviously happened 30 years ago when he was alive, didn't it?
Well, you know, I guess I'm new here and I don't know the rules, but I wrote it on my notepad, so I was going to say it. But anyway, any other questions for me, boys?
I think we better let you get back to work.
I got some lost property here. That's kind of why I joined you boys. I pick up some random items around the Death Star. I wonder if it might be yours. What I got here is, it looks like a brown dressing gown, and also a lightsaber. I found them on the floor. I think someone might have just stripped out of them or something and then ran off streaking. We've had a problem with streakers.
I think I know who that belongs to.
Yeah, so do I, yeah. We've met his ghost.
We met his ghost, actually, last podcast.
Met a man pretending to be his... Anyway.
Oh, it's confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is confusing being in different universes.
I'm the most confused one here. And I've been here for 20 years, I think. I'm not sure. It's hard to tell. But anyway, maybe I could leave you with this lightsaber, because I got to go outside and paint a sign on the side of the star saying, not a moon. Because a lot of people keep thinking this is a moon, and they keep landing on it and going, hey, we claim this
from
the United States. Get the hell off my goddamn Death Star. It ain't no moon. I'm putting a sign up saying ain't no moon. No landing. No flags. I'm tired of flags.
Oh, good for you.
Flags out of every goddamn place. And mumble.
Where are you going now?
There's some guy getting a massage from a rat over there.
He's just coming back, actually. So do you want to meet him, or have you got a dash?
No, I don't care for his kind. His pocket's full of cheese. I bought some off him. I don't need to speak to him again. Anyway, I got to go clean the floor up. Something's happening there. So I'll see you, boys.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Thanks for coming.
All right, may the force be with you and all that.
What an unexpected guest.
Well,
it's a shame Paul missed him, isn't it?
Well, all right, guys, how you doing?
Hello. Hey, man. You back from your massage, are you?
Just
Judas.
Easy.
All right.
Come on, keep it light.
Right. Well, who'd I miss? What?
I can't remember.
Old Joe.
Old Joe, the janitor.
Joe.
Oh, the janitor. Yeah, he bought some cheese for me.
He said,
I don't know why he keeps buying it.
I feel he doesn't know which Death Star he's on.
No. It's confusing, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot of
them. He wasn't briefed correctly.
Yeah, well.
Before he arrived, whilst he was in hyperspace, we should have possibly said it. Well, anyway.
I guess sometimes he seems happy in his own brain.
He's very happy. Look, he's...
I think the good thing that's good about him is his commitment, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's certainly committed to whatever it was that he was doing.
He's just standing over there staring at a wall right now. But
yeah, bless him. But the floors are clean. Anyway, the massage was amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Stooch, you should get one because
you look weary.
It was really quite tiring. Mm. Also, I'm topless because it's hot in here.
And the hickey?
I did that to myself.
It's a small one, isn't it?
It is
about the size of a rat's nose.
Should we? Look,
well, let's lighten the mood. We've got our sketch guests.
Yeah!
Forlorn and Zuckus.
You like sketch comedy? You were in it.
Yeah, Forlorn and Zuckus. Their name is Guns Ho. If you want to join us, Paul, we'll deconstruct their stand-up set, and then maybe afterwards you can go on and do a bit yourself.
Yeah.
You up for that?
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Right. Shall I go and get Mum?
Yeah, go and MC your Mum.
All right, okay. Oh, God, it's not a very susceptible crowd, is it?
Oh, Wookiees like comedy.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely to be here. We have got a real treat for you this evening. Well, your entertainment is in the form of the renowned sketch act. They've trained at the Theed Footlights, ex-bounty hunters Forlorn and Zuckus. And together, they are Guns Ho, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome them all the way to the stage there. Here they come.
Well, it's an original start for a sketch act, isn't it?
Well, he's
a real sketch act.
Wow.
He's obviously the straight man, isn't he? That lump.
Yeah. Oh my God! Do you find that frustrating as a sketch person yourself when they just tell you that they do a sketch act and like,
"Here's my"? Yeah, I mean, it's implied. You don't need to say it, do you?
Look at their
different coloured ties as well.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
I wish Darth was here to strangle him.
Yeah. Oh. When's this?
Oh,
this
is gone.
It's just doing the whole thing over and over again. They're just repeating themselves. Is that funny?
Are my eyes bleeding? I feel like my eyes are bleeding.
I mean, they're obviously good actors.
Very good actors.
They're great actors.
They're doing a lot, though. They're giving a lot out. You know what I mean? It's, you know,
they're not great writers, are they? Oh, God.
It's going on and on.
Is he pretending to be a dog?
Abe's enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, they're not the most cultivated audience, are they?
And that's the punchline, is it?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's their only sketch.
They're off cheering themselves.
We booked them for that.
He clapped himself as he came off. You see that? He clapped himself.
How do you clap yourself?
It's called slapping the boards. That's what you do. Slap. Get a start round of applause. Did not work this time.
Well, that's not great, is it? We're going to need someone else to fill in for the...
Paulie.
They did a minute.
You happy to go on?
You happy to go on?
Yeah, good luck, mate.
Thanks, mate. They look like a good crowd.
Yeah. Like anything could be better than that.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, apologies for the last act. We seem to have underbooked us, but we've got a real treat for you from planet Earth. He's come all the way from there to be here with us. It's Mr. Paul F. Taylor, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Stooch. Thank you. Well, I know what you're thinking. Huh? Hey? He looks like a shaved Wookiee. Hey, got any space chess fans in? Oh, I'm the best at space chess, I tell you. Okay, you Wookiees are rubbish, aren't you? Right? What? Stay back. I need my arm, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, can you calm down? Thank you very much.
Can we have the arm back? Guys, can we have the arm back? We need to have the arm back.
That was Paul F. Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this short interval. Oh.
God, put him in the back to tank. Are you, Paul? Okay. Don't worry, we've got the arm back. It's a bit mauled. It doesn't look like an arm anymore. It's more like a leg of lamb. But we'll get it on.
That was such a good arm.
The other one's just as nice.
Can I get a new one made for me like Luke does with his hand?
Yeah, no worries.
We'll arrange that, won't we?
Absolutely. On the house.
Right. Well, this has been an absolute shambles. I'm really sorry, listeners, that it's all gone wrong in the stand-up section. I think this is a good time to hear a word from our sponsors.
Okay, we're just going to take an advert break.
Paul, thanks for coming along, but we're going to have to get you to a back to tank before you bleed to death.
Yeah, I'm bleeding a lot.
But anyway, we shall be back after this short word from our sponsors.
Are you suffering from discrimination because of your accent? Struggling to rise in the ranks inside the First Order? Well, here at Imperial Diction, we can turn even the scruffiest space pirate into the most menacing of Imperial commanders. Call Imperial Diction now and turn your career around.
You've just built a fully operational battle station. Your shields have made it impenetrable, or have they? You'd be surprised how many battle stations leave off the all-important exhaust hatch covers. If the plans for your battle station have fallen into the hands of the wrong rebel scum, your battle station's asteroid field-making days could be numbered. Protect yourself with Kalenic Technologies exhaust hatch covers today.
Welcome back to the third part of our podcast.
So a lot went down there, didn't it?
I'm very sorry if anyone's squeamish. I can assure you Paul is getting the best possible medical care available on a semi-constructed Death Star. His arm is going to be reattached. I've been guaranteed that.
He'll be fighting fit for the Hoth Fringe and the Edinburgh Fringe, so...
Yeah.
No harm done. No lawsuits, which is good.
The Wookiees have calmed down. We've given them all a free sandwich. And they're very content with that. So let's press on. Let's press on.
It's the time of the show where we have our special guest on.
It is, yeah.
Patch, who have we got?
We've got Jimmy P. Tarkin coming on any minute now. He just texted me to say he's on his way.
I hope he doesn't get here in a minute because I need to go to the toilet quickly. Oh, would you mind just holding the fork?
Mate, please, come on. We always screw this up. We always have only one of us. We're meant a joint interview them that way we can really find out about their character, really get into them.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, he says he's like 5 minutes away. So, you go and I'll do some more Star Wars news, some more stuff's come through.
Right.
So, go to the toilet really quick.
Rocket, right, I'll be really right, quick.
Run. Oh, my God. He's just coming through the door. Oh, God, Stu's going to go mental.
Hello?
Hey, hello. Sir, do I call you sir?
No. Just call me Jimmy.
Jimmy, excellent. Yeah, lovely.
Absolutely. Just call me Jimmy.
Take a seat, Jimmy. Yeah. It's lovely to have you here.
It's lovely to be here.
How does it feel to be on the new Death Star, or whatever we're calling it these days? I mean, because your family have got a lot to do with the history of all the Death Stars, really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, my great-grandfather was very prolific in the Imperial Senate.
For those of us not familiar, who was your grandfather?
He was known as Governor Moff Tarkin. Very good friends with Darth Vader before he met his fateful end.
How did he die? Sorry to bring back bad memories, but
my granddaddy or
your great grandfather, Grand Moff Tarkin.
Granddaddy, yeah. He died on the first Death Star, which is a real shame. I'm actually undergoing a lot of training to fulfill my great grandfather's legacy.
Sorry, what's your rank? A corporal, I believe.
At the moment, I'm a corporal, but that's all going to change very soon, I should imagine, as soon as this battle station is fully operational.
Where did you go to school?
I was homeschooled for quite a while from my mama. And afterwards, I went to a lovely college in Oxford. On planet Earth, yeah.
You went to Oxford?
Yeah, well, of course, yes. That's where I got the accent from.
So is that where all the Tarkins have gone?
Absolutely. Most Imperials. I mean, old Bobby Viet, whose great-grandfather, Admiral Viet, had a far rather sticky end with Lord Vader.
I remember, yeah. Apology accepted.
I think that may have been old Archie Needer's great-grandfather.
Oh, Archie.
Needs and Viet. I hang around with them quite a lot, you see.
So that was on Earth. That's amazing. Do you know David Cameron?
Oh, yeah, I know him, yeah.
Yes. Boris Johnson?
Yes. They were very good friends with a couple of Gamorrean guards when I was there, actually. Bit too friendly, if you ask me.
Did you take part in any of the Gamorrean-based antics?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's part and parcel of being at the college where we were, you see.
How do you feel about poor people?
I'm not keen, if I'm honest. It's like these Wookiees here, you know, yeah. These Wookiees, they're doing all the work.
You see them as a lower being?
They are. Oh, well, obviously. I mean, look at the way they whistle at those Twi'leks. It's loutish.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Do you think the Death Star, the happy moon, the jolly planet, gets fully operational?
Yes, I would like to be heading up the station. I think my great-grandfather would be very proud.
How would you like to see the galaxy ruled? Do you believe in slavery, then? That's the way forward, a dictatorship with slavery at its core?
Well, look around you. That's why the Wookiees are essentially slaves.
Like Death Star 1? Keeping it old school.
In the old school, yes.
Excellent. Wow. Yeah. Well, not excellent. Far from it.
You're enjoying your stay here, by the way.
It's nice. I like a bit more open space and more kind of green pastures.
Well, I'll see what I can do for you. It seems I like you chaps. You seem very down to earth, as it were.
Thanks.
So I'm going to have to shoot off now.
Okay. One last quick question. Any planet in the galaxy, you get to blow it up. Which one would you choose?
Well, the obvious choice is already gone, Alderaan, which is a damn shame. So, well, I would say Endor. You know, they ruined a lot of things for us, those little Ewoks. So I would like to blow them up.
Okay, well, personally, I hope your dreams don't come true, but I hope that you are happy in your future career.
That's very kind of you, and I've enjoyed talking to you. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to stick around for your friend. Please apologise on my behalf, and I do have to shoot off now, I'm afraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy P. Tarkin.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. A psychopath and a gentleman. Oh, my good Lord, Jesus.
Sorry,
mate.
I just spilt the kessels.
That's not, what? You left me with that guy. That's the worst one. He's nuts.
I thought you said he was going to be 5 minutes.
Yeah, he wasn't meant to be 5. I don't think he's got a sense of time or place. The man's absolutely off his rocker. You stitched me up a treat there, is what you did. You left me with him, and you knew what he's like.
So he's gone?
He's gone.
Well, that's that. Quite an eventful podcast, I think you'll agree.
Yeah, an epic one.
Thanks to all our guests that were involved, our unexpected guests, old Joe. Hopefully we'll be seeing more of him.
Yeah, I think we will.
I was going to say thanks to our sketch act, but...
Well, they've had to make a quick exit, apparently.
Yeah, right, quite right, too.
Paul, thank you, Paul. Play your audience, you know. Yeah. Know your audience.
Yeah,
if any young comedians are listening...
An experienced man like that should have been able to read the audience.
Yeah, we have been assured his arm is being reattached as we speak now, actually. Yeah. They're progressing really fast with this. He's going to be... He's screaming still a lot, but he'll be fine.
Thanks for joining us again for episode 4 of the podcast.
Yeah, it's been nice to see Death Star 3 in construction.
Thanks to TK127 for having us.
Yeah, he's a good guy deep down, isn't he?
Deep down, he's a good guy, yeah. So please join us for the next podcast, which will be on Endor.
Definitely Endor. We've got that guaranteed confirmed lockdown. Fear not.
Yeah, so in the meantime, please follow us on Twitter. And for now...
That is that. Thank you all very much. And have a lovely day.